This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Welcome to episode 66 of Taylor Talk, everybody. This is Adam.
Maya.
Diane.
And Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Why are you talking to me like that?
I don't know.
Why are you only saying hi to Steve?
Yeah, God.
Hi, Maya and Diane.
Thank you.
Well, he is right next to me.
So. Steve is actually right next to me right now. We're reporting to you guys from CMA Fest in Nashville, Tennessee right now. So
live on location.
On location in Nashville, Tennessee. But we'll be talking about CMA Fest a little later. Right now, real quick, just a reminder to everybody, go buy your Taylor Talk t-shirts on TaylorTalk.org. They're selling like crazy, and we have limited number of them. So when they sell out, they're gone forever. They are only $13. So TaylorTalk.org, go do that. Maya, give us the news, please.
Okay, this week, Taylor was all over the U.S. and the world as she traveled between Chicago, Nashville, and London. She started the week as a guest mentor on NBC's The Voice, where she surprised the contestant Michelle Samuel, who wanted to sing I Knew You Were Trouble for her performance. Taylor called Michelle's rendition of her song emotional, and she gave her a big thumbs up. Taylor also made an appearance in Chicago, where she joined the Rolling Stones on stage. She performed As Tears Go By with Mick Jagger, and she said that she thought it wasn't something that was going to happen in her life. So that was pretty cool. And then after attending Nashville CMA Fest, which we're going to talk about later, Taylor jetted off to London with Ed Sheeran to perform Everything Has Changed on the finale of Britain's Got Talent. And you can watch a video of Taylor and Ed's performance, as well as videos of Taylor on The Voice and her performance with the Rolling Stones in our episode guide. And finally, this is exciting. I'm excited about this. In a recent interview, Taylor said that she's ready to start writing again.
Cool. Thanks for the news, Maya. The tour updates, as always, brought to you guys by our partners at T-Swift on Tour on Twitter. It's a brief tour update because Taylor only had one show this week in Denver. On June 2nd, the secret song was Enchanted, which she also had played once before in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Those of us outside of Kentucky call it Louisville, but for the locals, I guess they call it Louisville.
Or in your case, you call it Louisville.
Well, either way, that is the other location she had played Enchanted. Remember, guys, if you want live tour updates as they're happening, remember to go follow at T-Swift on Tour on Twitter for all your Twitter tour updates. Carrying along with the episode, as promised, Steve and I are at CMA Fest. Maya and Diane have been keeping up with CMA Fest from their locations, and we're going to talk about CMA Fest. So the first thing that had happened was Taylor performed at the CMT Awards on Wednesday, June 5th, performing Red. So thoughts, guys?
Well, I would have to say that it sounds like that would be her new country single if she's performing at the CMA Awards. I know that we have Everything Has Changed, is kind of like the overseas, you know, song that is out there now, but it looks like Red is the new country single, so that's pretty cool.
Diane and Maya, did you guys get a chance to watch the performance?
I did. I thought it was awesome.
It was an awesome performance, wasn't it? She like totally rocked.
Yeah, it was really cool.
She had quite the sexy getup on there,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, I love that cool dress, outfit, thing, whatever that was. It was cool.
It was like a cape and a unitard.
It was kind of like a cape.
But yeah, it was cool.
Steve, I'm glad you actually got to see her dress. Steve and I were like up at the roof of like the Bridgestone Arena watching, so I couldn't see Taylor. Taylor was about a centimeter tall.
Well, that's where the zoom of my camera worked out, so then I could go ahead and record video there and take some stuff, so it was neat.
Yeah, that was super cool. So we'll have to keep an eye out and see if that gets officially announced as a country single, because like you said, Steve, I think traditionally when people play songs like that in an award show, it's going to be because that'll be the next single, right?
That's correct. And the other piece that was really great at the CMT Awards, and I know that it was going around Twitter there, was actually Taylor dancing during Florida Georgia Line performing Cruise with Nelly.
Well, that performance was awesome.
That was an awesome performance. Not only that, Florida Georgia Line gave the shout out to Taylor there when they went up to accept their award, so that was fun too.
That was pretty funny. Did you guys hear about that, Maya and Diane?
Yeah, they said like something like we're about to turn into Taylor Swift any minute, because they got two awards in one
night. They got two in a row, and they're like, we're about to turn into Taylor Swift. It was pretty funny. So the night after the CMT Awards, of course, was her performance at LP Field for CMA Fest, where she did, what, five songs?
I think it was about five songs. I don't remember the actual
She did six. Well, five alone, and then she did six because she had some guests join her on the stage for the last song.
Which is one of the great things about CMA Fest, especially for people who haven't been there. There is so many surprises that happen during the week, all sorts of special guests. That was probably one of the crazier ones, though, because being in the audience, there was just like an uproar of applause and cheering.
Well, Steve, why don't you fill us in first on what actually happened? Because I wasn't even at that show, and obviously Maya and Diane weren't at the show either. So
that's a good point. Sorry about that.
What happened first before we actually discuss it?
All right. Well, what happened was Taylor went and started. She talked about, you know, that she loved Nashville, and she started playing a little couple chords of Tim McGraw. And then she pretty much said, ladies and gentlemen, here is Tim McGraw. And Tim McGraw came out and just everyone went crazy. And then Keith Urban came out right after that and they played Highway Don't Care.
That's awesome. So being in the crowd, did she trick you? Did you like think she was going to play Tim McGraw?
I almost thought that she was going to. I mean, that was kind of interesting. She just kind of, you know, used that to set up the fact that actually Tim McGraw was there. Because if you looked at who was supposed to be performing at CMA Fest, you know, Tim McGraw's name was not on there at all. Now, Keith Urban actually played a different day later on, but, you know, that was a total surprise to have the two of them come out. And actually, since I've been to CMA Fest, which is my third year, I have yet to see Tim McGraw come and perform at CMA Fest. So, like, there were boatloads of country fans who may have not seen him perform live or anything like that. So it was a big surprise for everybody.
You know, I wonder because as much as it pains me to say that I have encountered several country loyalists, country fan loyalists who say they hate Taylor because she's not really country. She's not country anymore, whatever excuse they give. I wonder if this was an attempt to sort of combat that a little bit and provide a little something for those country loyalists.
Well, I think that could be part of it because, you know, there were people that, you know, were sitting down during most of her performance. You can see that going into a lot of the shows where, you know, the people that don't really get into the music, they sit during the songs, and then everyone that was really into that artist, they're stand. I mean, that's part of the issue with CMA Fest is you have such a conglomeration of artists that not everybody likes everybody's music. You know, there are people that don't like Jason Aldean, but there are some people that completely love him. So it's such a smorgasbord that you get to enjoy all that, but you don't always love every single artist. So unfortunately, you know, there was some people sitting down, but I swear I did not see a single person sitting down after Tim McGraw and Keith Urban came to the stage.
Did Taylor get booed when she came out? I heard something about that.
Really? No.
I did not hear any boos. Actually, I'm trying to remember if 2 years ago, I think there were some occasional boos from some people there in the audience. But in general, she was actually, you know, well received this year, which was excellent. You know, it is one of those things that not everybody's a fan, but you have to support other artists nonetheless. And booing is really not appropriate at any show, in my opinion.
So I guess my final question, Steve, did you catch video of Taylor's performance?
I always do. Yep, I actually have both the Red performance and also, obviously, with the special guest of Tim McGraw and Keith Urban coming out to do Highway Don't Care.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to get those up on the episode 66 guide on taylortalk.org. So that way you guys can all watch it if you haven't watched it yet, because it seems like it was an awesome performance. I wish I was there. Instead, I was sitting all alone in my hotel room while Steve was enjoying himself.
You could have got a ticket.
Well, for $400.
that is one thing. At CMA Fest, it is a four-day gathering, so tickets are about $400.
Yeah, well, all right. So I guess that kind of wraps it up. That was a solid overview, I think, for everyone out there that couldn't attend CMA Fest. Moving on with the episode, we have our mini segments, You Know Your Swifty When / If Swifties Ruled the World. So Maya's going to give us our first one.
Okay, this first one comes from at @arrow_Swifty on Twitter. And they said, you know you're a Swifty when you don't even use the word fast in your stories or essays anymore.
I don't get that one.
You use like, Swift, what's that mean? Adam. Like, Swift. Like Taylor Swift.
Instead of fast.
Did you get that, Steve?
After they said it, yes. But that does make sense, yeah. I'm going to use that from now on. I'm going to be, you know, driving swiftly in my car. All right, and our next mini segment comes from, wait a minute, oh, this one comes from me. How about that?
Surprise.
This is actually a true story too, because this actually happened to me when I was at the Nashville.
It's good to know you're Walmart. Not sending in lies.
Well, that's true. You know you're a Swiftie when you're waiting in line at Walmart and they open register 13 just for you. And that actually did happen.
That's cool. Funny.
How special.
For everyone listening too, Steve actually legitimately submitted that. He tweeted at TaylorTalk13 and submitted that as
well, I didn't think we were going to use it. I was just throwing that out.
Well, there, right? I wanted to pick it because I thought it was cute. So.
Well, thanks, Diane.
You're welcome.
You want to do the next mini segment?
Sure. This next one comes from LU There 40. Sorry, I don't know how to say your name. But they say, you know you're a European Swiftie when it's 5 a.m. and you're following Taylor's concert in Denver on Twitter. That's dedication.
Do you know what that reminds me of, though? Is when people spend all night watching, like, the World Cup, too, when that comes around every couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You guys aren't sports people, are you?
Yeah, it's not something that I would do, but I've known of people that do that.
I watch that American football. I don't watch soccer.
I mean, I like soccer. I just don't.
So, Diane, can you relate better if I say the royal wedding when...
That's actually what I was thinking of, but I didn't stay up and watch that either. I just watched it later on YouTube.
A lot of people did, though. Anyway, next one comes from @17_Serena on Twitter, who says, you know you're Swiftie when you make a Red Tour playlist. It has some little musical notes emoji.
I have one of those.
Do you?
Yes. I need to do that.
Now, is that just songs from the actual Red Tour
it's
that you guys are
from
doing?
From the Red Tour in the order that they are sung.
So it's basically like the set list.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering if people threw in like the songs that they played, like, you know, between when Ed and Taylor perform there. Because there's a lot of good songs that play even, you know, while they're setting up the stage.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The things they play over the loudspeaker, things that aren't performed, right. Make a playlist out of that. I gotcha.
Right. There's some good songs.
Yeah.
All right. Our next mini segment is from @SwiftAgency13 on Twitter. And she said, you know you're a Swiftie when all of your teachers make comments about Taylor Swift when they sign your yearbook.
Aww. Very nice.
Wait a sec. You have your teacher sign your yearbook? Is that like a new thing?
I had some of my teachers do that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought you only had like the cool teachers sign it.
I mean,
like,
I didn't ask
really...
all of them, but like some
just the
of
cool
them.
Ones. Okay. And it looks like I got another mini segment here, and this one's actually not from me this time. This is from @SwiftAgency13, and it's, you know you're a Swiftie when you're at a concert standing on the stairs, and then Taylor looks at you, and you fall down them. True story.
Ouch.
That sounds painful.
I fell off a chair that way. First time I saw Taylor, I was standing on a chair, and then I fell off of it because she looked at me. It was problematic.
It's like you two are twinsies. You both fall at the sight of Taylor.
Myself. Like, it's not good.
The legs just give out.
Yeah.
And the last one comes from Madison via email. And they say, you know you're Swiftie when a teacher doesn't know your name, so they call you Taylor because of the pictures on your books.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Thanks to everybody that sent those in. So, you know, we had to discuss it. Because it's big news right now. The Everything Has Changed music video has been released. So before we get into the nitty gritty of the video, I was thinking to get your opinions rather. Do you think this was supposed to be released when it was?
No, because it leaked. It leaked like that day, and then suddenly that night they're like, oh, we're releasing the video.
Yeah, it leaked, I believe, on Wednesday evening. And then they were like, okay, well, it's already out and people are watching
it. And
it
was supposed to come out on Friday. Like, it was supposed to premiere on like a TV show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. Like an English, like a UK TV show. But that never happened, obviously. They just released
it. That poor TV show. They just got...
I know.
Let's get into the video itself. What were your initial thoughts after seeing it?
It's so cute.
Adorable.
So cute.
I think adorable is probably the best word to sum it up.
Like when adorable. There was at first when there was that interview with Ed Sheeran, I think at some award show, and he was like, oh yeah, he's like, I managed to convince Taylor Swift not to be in the video. We were all like, what? But now I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he convinced her to do the video this way because I love it.
It's
So who was better? I already know the answer to this. I'm sure you guys are going to agree with me, but the little Taylor versus the little Ed, which one was like cuter and more accurate to
the adult version?
Personally. That's an unfair question, yeah, though, Steve, because like now if like little Taylor, little Ed happen to listen to this episode, Maya just hurt their feelings.
I thought they were both really cute.
I didn't hurt their feelings. I just said I like little Ed. That doesn't have to affect anyone
else. I think they're both good. It was just little Ed just reminded me of the real Ed. Now, from last episode, you guys remember that I talked about my Club Red experience. And part of the fun part about Club Red was Ed is absolutely like hilarious. Just his personality is just amazingly like he doesn't even say that much, and that you can just everything he does, his actions are just amazing.
And you think the kid accurately portrayed the real Ed?
Absolutely.
He was okay. So cute, and he looks so much like him. It's crazy.
See, I think the little Taylor did fine too, though.
No, I'm not saying she did bad. I think little Ed was a bit
was more
closer
accurate.
To the, you know, to the.
I had no preference one. Though. I think you're just judging it based strictly on physical appearance, and the little girl didn't look quite as much like young Taylor as young Ed. However, we also all know what little Taylor looks like. Have any of you guys seen little kid pictures of Ed?
Yes.
Of course, Maya has.
Okay. Well, I haven't. So looking at little Taylor, I just know that she doesn't look like the actual little Taylor. So, I mean, I can see where you guys are coming from, thinking maybe that's why she doesn't necessarily accurately portray little Taylor. But I think in terms of mannerisms and behavior, she did fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the important part of discussing this video is trying to figure out which of the children is a better actor.
No, I think the real question is, after we discussed, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, when did we analyze Everything Has Changed?
It was not the last episode, but the episode before. So episode 64.
Okay, these episodes all blend together for me at this point. But after discussing what we thought it was about, do you think the video accurately portrays the story of the song?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Why?
Well, like at the beginning of the video, you know, they just meet up and she ends up sitting next to him on the bus. But like as the video progresses, they kind of start doing things together and kind of not what everybody else is doing. Like they, in the early part, they're both making, you know, cookies. But later on in the video, if you watch, like, you know, everyone else is playing sports and they're like doing like, you know, some sort of like relaxing, like Tai Chi or something like that together. And, you know. What was the other? There was something else that they did. I'm trying to
they
remember.
They did a lot of stuff. They're like coloring. They're like drawing on their faces with markers. Little Taylor gave little Ed a tattoo.
I know what
they
it
were
was.
Dancing
it
in
was
the gym.
It was the part where they're doing. It's like the whole music class, and like everyone just like making all sorts of noise and everything crazy.
Oh my god!
And then they cut over to Taylor and Ed. Just there, and she's listening to him play guitar. Like, they're, like, all calm and just, like, having a good time. And, like, all the other there's, like, chaos with everything. And, like, the music director's, like, covering her eyes and everything else like that. So, just kind of going off on their own and kind of being, you know, knowing that they have that connection.
Something I wanted to point out about the video is one of my theories about what the song was about in that episode 2 weeks ago was I thought, or the way I interpreted the song was that it was two people going from a friendship into a relationship. And, you know, that I think everyone for the most part disagreed with me because even Taylor herself said it was about something completely different. But I think this video kind of showed that a little bit and kind of verified my theory that somebody else interpreted it the same way, whoever happened to direct this video. Does anyone know that information yet?
No, I don't.
I haven't seen it in any articles about this video. But I think it's like because the kids, they go to school together, and I see it as being an evolution where they're friends at the beginning and it evolves into a quote unquote relationship. I mean, as much as young kids can have a relationship.
All right. So we all know that the kids were super cute in the video, but something that I thought was maybe even more cute was the ending with Taylor and Ed being either like their parents or their older sister and brother. So I was just wondering, like, how you guys saw that scene in the video.
I think they're the parents, and it's interesting because the first time I ever watched it was weird because I think we had a hunch that Ed and Taylor were at least making a cameo in the video. right? Even though everyone was saying they wouldn't be in the video at all, typically Ed makes cameos in his videos. That's his way of doing it. So leading into it with all the stuff with the kids, I was sitting here with Steve and also Augustine, who has joined us in a few episodes from theswiftagency.com. And we were watching it, and I said to them, I'm like, I bet you Taylor and Ed show up at the end of the video as the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it's exactly what happened. They ended up being the parents picking them up from school. Steve, are you going to back me and confirm that I actually did make that prediction?
He did make that prediction, for what that's worth. But he ruined the ending for the video, because then when they came out, I was like, darn it, Adam already said that they were going
to
be
like,
there.
Oh, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah. You're like, I wanted to prove him wrong.
No, I don't want to try to prove you wrong. It's just you ruined the surprise at the end.
Oh, sorry.
The only thing is they're a little bit young to have kids that old.
That's true. It did look a little awkward. Ed actually, I think, looked more realistic and believable than Taylor, which is ironic since he's younger.
I know, when the little kid came and hugged him and he, like, ruffled up his hair. I don't know. I like the way that he hugged him. I thought it looked very realistic. It was cute.
He's going to be a good dad.
I know. Yeah, and, like, I did see someone's theory that, like, they're actually the older siblings and not the parents. And therefore, like, them being together would be more, like, allowed. I mean, also with the ages, it would make a little more sense. But, like, I'm not sure that that's actually what they were going for with the video.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Like, I see the logic and the idea, but I don't feel confident that that's what the director meant.
No, I don't think they were supposed to be older siblings. Now, did anybody happen to notice, you know how Taylor always has little intricate details for us in her videos that are not obvious, but still sometimes they don't play a significant role, but they're just kind of there for us to find, like a puzzle, I guess. You know, like in the Hours video, for example, how the office she worked in, she was on the 13th floor is where she worked. Did anyone notice anything in this video?
Ed's not good at making cookies, or at least, yeah, I don't know, like he had all sorts
Taylor
of things.
She was really making this gorgeous, like, artistic one, and he, like, was just, like, putting icing all over his.
Just dumping frosting on top of it and having a good time, like a little boy.
Oh, there was a thing. When little Taylor was giving little Ed, like, a tattoo on his arm,
yeah,
the tattoo gun thing was made out of Legos.
Oh.
Nice catch there, Maya.
Yeah.
That is a good catch. Mm-hmm. Ed loves his Legos.
He does.
And his tattoos.
Yeah.
Now, something I noticed that actually was pretty obvious to everyone was, and I'm trying to figure out if it is of any significance, is when little Ed was reading little Taylor the Nicholas Sparks book.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Yeah, so cute.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I feel like there must be a reason they showed the title like that.
I don't know, maybe they're just, like, trying to make it, like, a, just, like, you know, like, a sweet little romance thing, and obviously The Notebook is a very romantic book.
What's it actually about, though, if you could sum it up in, like, one sentence?
I feel relatively confident that everyone here knows what The Notebook is about.
Except
I
Adam.
I have no idea what it's about.
It's Adam, almost like the Everything
what is
Has
wrong
Changed
with you?
Song, a little bit.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it like the song? Does it stick to the same theme?
I mean, it's
because,
like,
there are plenty of romantic love stories to choose from.
The Notebook is like there's two people and they meet and then they start dating and it's like this great thing, except for then it like falls apart and then the girl goes and gets engaged to someone else, but then she meets the guy again and then they get back together and then after some issues they sort of live happily ever after and then they die at the same time. Summary of The Notebook for you.
Thank you. Now I know what it's about. But, like, that's why I was asking, is because, like Steve said, it does bear some resemblance to the Everything Has Changed video. Because, I mean, how many romantic love novels could they have chosen for that?
I mean, I think it's also, again, it's one that everyone except Adam has seen that movie. So, like, they know what it's about. It's, like, a very well-known, very classic, at this point, romantic book.
Suppose
we need to have a new segment. What should Swifties read?
Steve, it's interesting you said that. Somebody actually legitimately did suggest that for us.
Really?
We could have a book club.
Yeah.
I actually, as long as we're talking about it right now, I'm gonna put out a call there for feedback on that, because I didn't know if people would be interested. I know that on our panel, everyone here likes to read, but I don't know, in terms of everybody out there listening, what you guys think. So if you could give us feedback on whether or not we should have a What Are Swifties Reading segment that we occasionally tie in, let us know. Sorry, that was a sidetrack. Back to the video, the music video. So we got the Lego gun. We got the Nicholas Sparks book. Are there any other little details you guys can think of?
I mean, this is less of a thing, but still sort of like that shot of like little Ed playing guitar and little Taylor, like watching him.
Right.
Like every night on tour when they do Everything Is Changed, that's like how they start. Cause like Ed plays guitar and Taylor doesn't come in till later. So she'll always she faces him and like watches him play for a couple seconds. So it looked like got this from Tumblr. There's like side by side pictures and it looks kind of the same. I don't know.
I wonder if that's just a coincidence though.
It could be, but I still think it's cute.
Yeah, it could be strategic.
I think it's probably strategic. I mean, Taylor always seems to have those little
strategic things. She has reasons for everything.
Right. What about the bus number? Was there a bus number on that? Because it should be 13.
I didn't notice.
I did not notice either.
Why don't we take a minute to rewatch that for a sec?
If not, it should have.
I don't think it has a number.
Okay, so we just rewatched the video. We took a momentary break, and there was not a 13 on the bus, as Steve had suspected. At least not that I noticed. But I did notice that the video is 4 minutes and 13 seconds.
Mm.
Interesting.
Maybe it means something.
So I really think there are things that we have missed. So if anybody can email us, tweet us, or whatever to let us know what those things might be, that'd be great. Because I'm sure a lot of you guys out there noticed things that we didn't. So please fill us in and we'll share it on the next episode. But for now, we are going to be wrapping up episode 66. Aww.
No, sad. Aww.
So remember, guys, you can always contact us. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us to taylortalk13. You can leave us a voicemail or a text message to area code 240-31-SWIFT. You can also leave us a voicemail directly on taylortalk.org. And of course, as always, if you love us, go rate us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and a nice review, and we'd appreciate it. And then your final reminder, go to taylortalk.org and buy a t-shirt, because every single one of them comes with a special mystery gift inside of the package. Ooh. So if you want to find out what the mystery gift is, I would suggest buying one. $13, taylortalk.org. So for now, this has been episode 66. I am Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
Saying have a great day, guys, and we will see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.